Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Best of the Midwest takes you to sometimes spots right in Chicago or the suburbs, but most often we go to Wisconsin and Michigan, Ohio, downstate Illinois, someplace in Indiana. Today we go to the Smoky Mountains. We go to the Great Smoky Mountains as we visit with Josh Sauer, who is the publicist for Dollywood. Dollywood.com is the website. And Josh, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. First of all, where exactly are you? Give us the town, give us the state, give us the location.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are located adjacent to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in East Tennessee. So if you look us up on a map, you'll find us in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Well, I'll have to look for Pigeon Forge. How long of a drive is that, or flight? How would folks get there from Chicago?
So it's about an eight-hour drive from Chicago, but it is one of the most scenic drives you'll ever be on, especially towards the end. We do have direct flights right now from O'Hare and Midway, which is great to have. Personally, I like to fly up to Chicago in the winter and see what the cold is actually like. But you guys are able to make those flights right now to come right down and visit us.
Yeah. So Dollywood, what is that? It's a resort. It's an amusement park. What is it?
So Dollywood was a theme park that opened up here in 1986, and it is owned by Dolly Parton. So it is her theme park. It's grown and grown over the years. It is now a 165-acre theme park. We also have a 35-acre water park, Dollywood Splash Country. And we have two resorts on site as well, Dollywood's Dreammore Resort and Spa, and just opened last year, Dollywood's Heart Song Lodge and Resort.
Talk about the theme park then. Is that like a Six Flags? What do I do there?
So we have all kinds of offerings at this theme park. You know, it's very highly immersive, and it's quite substantially large. We have all of your attractions that you want to go on. So we have roller coasters for the young. We have roller coasters for the thrill seekers in your families. We also put a large emphasis on entertainment at these venues. We have some great entertainment that we offer. You know, Dolly takes her entertainment pretty seriously, so we like to take ours pretty seriously as well. We have our food and really some highly immersion theming. So when Dolly grew up here in the Smokies, she always knew it was a special place, and she wanted to bring what those Smokies meant to her and have those be an experience for everyone else to enjoy as well. So areas of the park are themed to her life, her growing up, what the area was like in the 50s, as well as kind of some whimsical takes on the area. You know, being so close to a national park, as kids grow up here, they have a lot of whimsy about what that area can provide them. And so we have some kind of fantastifications of what that area is for us here.
I suppose, though, given where you are, hiking and biking, there must be some, either inside or outside of Dollywood, there must be some beautiful scenery, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the most visited national park in the U.S. So I believe last year about 13 million people came to do a hiking trail somewhere in the Smokies, which is absolutely incredible. It's very picturesque and scenic, and it's quite honestly getting ready to be its most beautiful here in the fall when all the leaves start to change. So there's numerous trailheads that you can always get on here. There's no shortage of activities for the nature seekers, and it really provides a great backdrop for our park as well. So you can actually see some of the national park from parts of our property. And so as that beautiful time period comes in, when the leaves start to change, they start to change around us as well. So we really benefit from that. We're very, very thankful to have that right in our backyard.
So this is Dollywood. Are there concert venues there? Do you feature entertainers?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have about 10 venues on site just dedicated to entertainment. We have some we have shows that we run throughout the year that are kind of staples of ours. And we also bring in acts and artists for very specific festivals throughout the year. And so, you know, we really want to focus during different times of the year having different offerings. As we get into this more fall time of the year for us, we focus a lot on country and bluegrass and some gospel singers. We have individuals like T.G. Shepherd that'll do a stint with us, and Sonny Sweeney, who will come by and do a few shows for us. So we always have these venues that are really full of shows and really lively. We never like to keep any of them empty, and most of them run four or five shows a day.
Wow. Josh Sauer, the publicist for Dollywood in the Great Smoky Mountains, is on a line. He says about an 8-hour drive and a shorter flight from Chicago there in Tennessee. So the Harvest Fest starts September 9th and runs for a couple of months through the end of October. Give me a couple of highlights. What is Harvest Fest, and how is it different than what you're normally doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have festivals that match up with each season for us. And Harvest is a very big deal down here in the South. When it harkens back to when families would have to go out and harvest their crops and prepare for their winter. So it's a big jubilee time for a lot of people here. And we wanted to bring that into our park and tell the story of what that Harvest Festival is for the area. So we fully embrace that fall season. We let those colors really ooze throughout the park and be felt. We have a large activation that we call Great Pumpkin Luminites, and it includes more than 12,000 carved pumpkins all throughout our property. Some of them are arranged in sculptures that can get up to even 15 feet tall and make some pretty distinct images that are just beautiful and iconic to see. They're great photo spots for all of our guests to come in and visit. And we really want to take that feeling of fall, all of that environment that you get as the world gets a little bit crisper and we all open ourselves up to some different offerings than we've experienced for those hot summer months. So Harvest Festival really embodies what that feeling of fall can be for both our guests and their families.
So if I'm going to book a stay, then I guess I could stay outside the park, but you've got the lodging right there, the Dreammore Resort and Spa, and then there's Dollywood's Heart Song Lodge and Resort. Are they similar? Which one should I go to?
Yeah, they are very, very distinct. So we've had Dreammore Resort and Spa for almost 10 years now, and that is really focused on what Dolly's life is like in Nashville. So we wanted it to be as if Dolly invited you into her home. And so you'll feel very welcomed there. You'll notice the whites and the greens of that kind of classical feeling of a Southern home. And that really embodies her relationship with being the host for all of those who visit her park and this area as a whole. Heart Song is a bit more tied in with the nature of the area. And so that's inspired off of her own dream of what it's like to come and recharge in the mountains, kind of her updated, quite substantially larger Tennessee mountain home. And so you'll feel a lot more of those earth tones in that environment. It actually opens up onto a holler in the area that's just full of greenery and will be a great visual for what that season is going to bring in terms of the visuals from the area. So they have very distinct feels, but they're both just so beautiful in their own right.
I suppose people always ask, is Dolly going to perform there? Does she come through Dollywood very often?
You know, I always tell people, keep your eyes peeled. You never know when she'll pop up. She surprises us at some times. But she loves to come in and visit. It really is a special place for her. And seeing her and what it means to her makes it such a special place for those that work here and those that visit as well. So you never know when she's going to be around.
It's Dollywood, and there's two places to stay, at least maybe there's more, but the main ones are Dollywood's Dreammore Resort and Spa and Dollywood's Heart Song Lodge and Resort. They're all nestled in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Josh Sauer is the publicist for Dollywood. Josh, I'm glad we took the time to do this. I've heard of Dollywood before. I have a much better feel for it now. This has been very helpful.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's always, you know, it's a great thing to talk about. It's always great to have those guests come in and experience it. Actually, I have family up in Chicago, so they come down once a year. So it's a great experience to be able to share this area with everybody.
That's Josh Sauer from Dollywood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.